Today is February the 26th, the year 2007. I'm here in the heartland of Tamarack with David Guss, who came to this country through Ellis Island when he was about 10 years old. He was coming from Russia. And so we're going to start by your saying, do you remember your birth date? What day you were born?
Do I remember what?
What date you were born, your birth date?
Yes, 3-2-11.
3-2-11, okay. So that means that you're going to have a birthday on Friday. Yeah?
I don't know.
Okay, and who did you come to this country with?
Who did I come to this country with?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Didn't you come with your mother? When you were 10 years old?
Yes, I imagine so.
Okay. Now, you have memories of Russia?
Yeah. Now?
Yeah. Do you have memories of when you were little and you were in Russia?
Yeah, very little.
Why don't you tell me whatever you can remember
about what?
Life in Russia before you left for this country. I think you had a grandmother.
Hmm?
Didn't you have a grandmother?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You remember her?
This is very funny. I have a grandmother. She says, I'm also your mother. I did not. In other words, she's my mother. She's my grandmother. And I don't know.
And you're her little boy.
What?
And you were her little boy.
I didn't hear you.
You were her little boy.
I was a little boy.
And what do you remember about her? What was
about she? Myself?
No, well, about yourself and also about your grandmother.
Oh, what I remember about my grandmother?
Yeah.
Oh, this takes place in Europe. We had a one-bedroom house, and I used to sleep with my grandmother and my sister. She slept with her mother. Now,
do you remember your father?
Wait a minute. You mean in the later years?
No, I mean in Russia.
In Russia, no.
No. But how about in later years?
Huh?
In later years, do you remember him?
In later years, well, you know what?
What?
I've got a headache.
Oh. Was it cold in Russia?
Was it cold in Russia?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
What do you remember about the cold?
Well, I remember not much. Used to go bundled up. And when you were sitting around, you had sitting in the front of a fireplace, and used to wear like robes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
To keep warm.
Hello? Yeah?
Hello?
Oh,
hello?
Hello?
He stuck his head in and stuck it out.
Okay, so you wore robes when you sat around.
What?
When you sat around in front of the fireplace, you wore robes to keep warm.
It wasn't exactly a robe. It was like a big blanket, you know.
Oh, uh-huh.
Covered yourself up, like, you know.
Yeah.
Leave your face open.
And what else do you remember? I'm going to close this.
Oh.
What else do you remember?
I remember I used to sleep with my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to suck her ears.
Why was that?
I guess that's something that I liked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And do you know why you came to this country? Do you know why the family decided to come to the United States?
I don't know what you said.
Do you know why the family came to the United States?
Why we came to the United States?
Yeah, why?
My wife?
No, why?
Things were very bad. We didn't know where to stay. We didn't have much. I guess we didn't have much to eat, and I don't think we were able to get. Got a bad headache.
Oh. Well, take your time and just talk slow and easy. How about that? Do you remember getting ready to leave? Do you remember getting ready to leave to come here?
No, I don't remember.
Do you remember coming to this country?
Oh, yeah.
What do you remember about that?
Well, I guess I remember is when I came to the United States, and I was on the big bridge. I guess that must have been, I don't know what, a bridge.
Hmm.
Like.
What happened on the bridge?
Hmm.
You were just standing on the bridge? Or walking over the bridge? Were you walking over the bridge?
No, I wasn't walking. I was standing still close to my... Now, I don't know who that person was. Was it my mother? I don't know.
What was your mother like? How would you describe your mother?
Oh, a very most gorgeous woman. I don't remember her too much about Europe, but I remember her in America.
Oh.
She, in fact, my mother is still living.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's in one of these nursing homes. The most sweetest lady you can imagine.
What do you remember about her growing up?
What do I remember about my mother?
When you were growing up.
Oh, she was the best cook.
Ah.
And the best baker. Whatever she ate, whatever she made, there isn't a person that liked, that disliked what we ate. And her knitting and sewing was beautiful. She used to make sweaters. She used to make whatever you needed. You needed a shirt, she made you.
Wow.
She knitted and sewed and cooked like no other woman. All the people that I know, they used to rave about her.
So you
your
were proud?
Mother. Your mother. Oh, her Frankie. You know what a Frankie?
Tell me.
It's a cake.
Oh, Frankie.
Her. Oh, couldn't get over it. Her Frankie. Oh. Anyways, whatever she made, there was no description.
Now, do you remember your father later on when you were in this country?
No.
No?
No.
So you grew up with your mother and your sister?
I grew up with my mother and my sister and my grandmother.
Your grandmother came to this country too?
Oh, you're talking about this country?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. This country? I lived with my mother, my grandmother, my sister. I don't remember too much about my father.
Did you ever see him? Do you remember seeing him?
Now?
No, before. You remember what he looked like?
Yes.
What?
Do I ever remember seeing him?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh. Did he live with you? When you were growing up, was he around?
When I was growing up, I wasn't near him. I was in Europe.
Oh, was he already here? Did he come to the United States first? Did he come to this country before you came? Before you and your mother came?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And where did he settle in this country?
I remember.
Where?
I even remember the address of the house I lived in.
What was it?
1929-32 Goodwin Avenue. The name of the street, and that's the house I lived in.
And where was that? Where was Goodwin Avenue?
That was in Europe.
Oh, in Europe? Not in the United States?
Oh, yeah, I mean...
In the United States. But was it in New York? Was it in...
Oh, no, Detroit.
Detroit, ah. So you settled in Detroit?
Huh?
The family settled in Detroit,
yeah.
In this country. Uh-huh. And that's where you grew up?
Grew up in Detroit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You went to school there?
I went to school there.
What do you remember about learning English?
I can't.
Remember when you were learning English? Before you knew how to speak English, you had to learn how to speak it?
Oh, yeah.
What was that like?
All the kids laughed at me. Because, you know, I couldn't write, I couldn't read. Even in Russian, I only was able to speak a little bit because I was a little boy. I think I spoke more Russian than Jewish. See, I'm Jewish. Mm-hmm. And like over here, when I went to school, most of the kids were quite a bit
ahead of you. The kids who were your age already knew how to speak English and they knew how to learn. The kids that you went to school with, they all spoke English. So you were behind for a while.
When they put me in the first grade, I couldn't keep up with the boys and girls because they were already about 6-7 years old.
And you were older than they were. You were older than them. You were older.
I was older. Yeah.
So did anyone help you learn English?
What?
Did anyone help you to learn English?
Yes. The children school teacher, they all try to help me. And that's how, whatever I know, as I learned from them helping me.
Mm-hmm. Did you like school?
Used to walk. You're talking about public school? Uh-huh. Used to walk. Used to. The school was about a block and a half. Like I lived on this block right over here, and the school was one block further. It wasn't bad.
Did you walk to school with your sister?
No.
No. What was your sister's name?
Sylvia.
Sylvia. Were you close to Sylvia? Were you good friends, you and Sylvia?
I don't think I was very close.
She was younger than you?
2 years older.
Oh, older.
I don't think... Well, you know, we were sister and brother.
Yeah.
But I don't think... You'll have to excuse me. My mind goes off.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
And I don't remember.
Whatever you remember is good, and what you don't remember doesn't matter. But I'm wondering... So you liked school after you learned English? Did you like going to school?
All the children walked.
And were you a religious family? Was your family religious? Thank you for talking. Thank you very much for talking with me. I'm sorry you have such a headache.
I appreciate it. And you're a very sweet girl.
Thank you.
And talking to you. You'll learn something.
Are you happy you came to this country?
Of course. God knows. At that time, when I was a little boy, we didn't have anything. We didn't have what to eat. My mother used to bake a bread and hide it. That loaf of bread had to last us all week. We had nothing to eat. but we were happy. We're coming to America. Oh,
that must have given you and your family a lot of hope for a better life.
A lot of what?
Hope.
Cope.
Hope.
Hope.
Yeah, for a better life.
Yes. You know, at that time, not that we're talking about, I was about between 7 and 9 years old. So, I don't know. Oh. Oh.
So that's how old you were when you came? Between 7 and 9? You were somewhere between 7 and 9 years old when you came here? You were somewhere between 7 and 9 years old when you came to this country.
Yeah. Nine. Yeah. Sure, I was a baby.
Can you describe what you were like as a 9 year old? What kind of a 9 year old boy were you? Could you describe the kind of boy you were when you were 9 years old?
I was a bad boy.
You were a bad boy?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I was always getting bawled out all the time. I used to pick fights.
Oh, you used to pick fights?
Yeah, all the time. I was a bad boy. I wasn't too good in school because I was a bad boy. I always used to look for fights.
Were you a good fighter?
Huh?
Were you a good fighter? Did you win these fights? When you picked a fight with someone, did you usually win?
Oh, 9 out of 10 times.
So you were tough. You were a tough boy.
Anything we played, they used to choose me as captain, like soccer. Well, that was a Russian game, you know. I was good at it. Soccer, football, you name all the games, not all the games. I was good.
So you were athletic. You were very athletic. You were athletic. You were an athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And what did you do when you grew up? What did you do for work?
One in repeat the question.
When you grew up, what did you do?
You mean what kind?
What kind of work?
Work?
Yeah.
Yeah. My father was in the
Did you do the same kind of work as your father?
My father was in the produce business.
Produce. Oh.
Fruits and vegetables. And that's how I learned the business. And that's the only kind of work I ever did.
Oh.
I had my own store, big store. I did big business. Didn't make much money. There's too much competition. Like if I wanna sell this size watermelon, I couldn't get the real price for it because I had a lot of competition. If I wanted to get $2.50 for it, I had to sell it for about $2.35. Other businesses were in competition with me. They don't know how much they knew how much it cost me to raise and sell, but they wouldn't know how much I sold it. Sometimes I got a customer, whatever I told her, that was fine. And most wholesalers had their own customers. You knew they were going to come in Saturday, or you knew they were going to buy certain items because you dealt with them for several years. Like they used to come in and say in the store, and I'd get to know them, they'd get to know me. The lady wanted, this is Friday, the lady was gonna make chicken, so she needs things to make like a piece of parsley or parsnip, and parsley they used to buy so much of that stuff, and that's what they were considered to be real Jewish mothers. So one day, and you were usually fitted in that area. If you were Hungarian, you wouldn't be hardly seen where I was seen, because
yes.
They're delivering trays.
Oh, okay. We'll just finish up then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, we need to finish, but in other words, you're saying that in your area there were not Hungarian people. There were
no.
In another area.
We were Russian.
Russian. You were in a Russian area.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what area of Detroit was that? Was there?
Pardon me?
Was there a certain name for that area in Detroit where you lived?
Where I lived?
Where you had your store?
In Russia?
No, in Detroit. It was a Russian area.
Where I had the store?
Yeah.
Sure. Eastern Market, Russell Street.
Uh-huh. Okay. And that was all Russian, huh?
What?
It was all Russian. People who lived there.
No. No, there were Polish, Hungarian.
Ah.
All kinds. Not only one kind.
I see. But they were mostly Jewish.
Like I was Russian.
Right. But most of the people were Jewish who were in that area.
Where we live?
Yeah. Where your store was?
No, that's not true.
Ah.
Because we live in a Polish town. We were only scrambled Jewish families, but it was really the Jewish people always had a rough life, always.
Well, is there anything you'd like to say before we close?
Is
there anything you can think of that you'd like to say before we close, before we stop?
I love America. The people there, all nationalities, all businesses, they used to say that you're a Russian Jew, a young, growing up. They used to try to help you. And that's about it.
Okay, well, that's a nice place to stop. Thank you very much. Okay, this is Janet Levine signing off, and I've been speaking with David Guss.
I'm ashamed of myself.
There's no reason
I
to
hope
be.
I could have helped more.
Yeah, no, you whatever.
But you did, you see. I had it rough when I was growing, from the time I started walking. We had it Very rough.
Well, it's probably painful to remember it. Is it painful to think about it? Is it painful to you now to think about that time?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
We managed.
Yeah.
We got along with all people we knew. We had to get along with all these people because these people might buy some produce from you, or she found out that my mother knits and sews very good. A lady heard, or she seen what kind of dress she made for her sister, to come over for measurements. I mean, it was a nice life. It was a nice life.
Well, I'm glad you have some fond memories. I'm glad you have some fond memories of your life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was hard. But it was hard for the good people to, not only for the immigrants, but for the very, well, immigrants. They were all immigrants.
Yeah. You go back far enough, right.
Yeah. Well, it was really a pleasure, a real pleasure.
Good.
To sit with a young, beautiful girl that's born in America, that was, she liked sitting with us and talking with us. And we knew that about 75% of the time we were nobody. What did we really know compared to these people that have been born here, that have been raised, when they used to say, we're going to say to to a little country there. We used to, what? You're here and you want to go? No, just for the case. We used to envy you.
Well, Mr. Gus, I'm afraid your dinner's going to get cold, so I better stop here. I'm going to stop so you can have your dinner. It's good. I don't want it to get cold. Okay, so I'm signing off, and I thank you again.
Thank you.